comes in and instrumentalizes it.
Yeah. And Sabbath did say in an interview he liked, at the time Hendrix came out, he said he was one of his favorite guitarists. He liked what Hendrix did.
Yeah.
He gave him some little, I don't know what it gave him, but he built on it.
Well, no, Hendrix was pushing the highest decibels, but he didn't have the
brain power, the cultural power.
He was a tremendous musician, but he didn't have all of the, he wasn't a composer. He couldn't compose for 40 pieces.
Yeah.
He composed for 3 pieces, mostly. Although he did a lot of work in the studio.
So you begin to see how awesome Zappa's brain was.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know, Michael Brake Reed said that when I interviewed Zappa.
Yeah.
He was dreaming this interview in some way. And one of the aspects that he saw was he was inside Zappa's brain.
Uh-huh.
And he was amazed how big it was and how many different compartments of creative activity was going on.
Right. Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
which is not a very popular dance anymore.
You can hear that last one in the chime. It's a long drawn out thing.
We're looking for?
I don't know. Do you got the title? I don't remember the
Sid Gower and Hollywood Boulevard. It should be on the right side. And I don't know what it's called.
Oh, she didn't give you the title?
Probably said it.
Wait, where'd she say it was? We on
Hollywood
the
and Gower, which we just turned. We're on Hollywood and Gower. Now we're on Hollywood.
We've got a caller.
Said it was back on the right side.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, near the...
Well, I guess we gotta go back there.
Figure... Electro... D South... no. Let's go up here and then... Nails.
You didn't get the name of the club?
No. I don't go to clubs, so I wasn't paying attention to what she said. She probably said it.
Well, we better call her now, because she had to go get someone.
But I don't see how...
Just call her. I don't care. We'll
I
get
don't
back.
Have her.
I do. I do. That's why I brought her.
All right.
Get her before she goes into the club. No, we may not do it.
Too late for that. She's going to be in there now.
No, she had to pick up somebody already.
So who's this Bob guy? But a new media environment creates a new thank me for turning you on to that, but so you can develop a sense of knowledge. Put it back on me so that you can put it on the show.
Influence continuing to expand. I mean, it's a global market now.
On some level, it is.
Gail sold the whole catalog for like what, $44 million or something? Is that the number?
That's what they say.
So Weasel probably did have to sign a contract or something to play the music.
Yeah.
My mom, that you might be having a conversation. Texas, you're in fucking trouble.
You said that.
Yeah, Henderson, you know what?
You don't understand.
No, you said that or he said it?
No, I implied that we're in trouble and he understood. I said that he understands it from Harry Dent. I said, you know, at the turn of the 20th century, you had automobiles coming in with the telephone and then the radio coming in. All of these created the enhanced the flow of information. Along with the enhanced flow of information, you got an expansion of money and of markets. And he totally got that. And then I said, you know, but then what happened in 29 was that the radio, automobile, telephone markets became saturated. Everybody had bought into it to the point where there was no new, you couldn't continue to expand that, and so it started to collapse.
No, what happened then was there was so much wealth that counting folks couldn't measure it. So you have to say it that way. The way you said it is conventional thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, you said that.
Yeah, so I said, that's where we're at today. The internet boom created avenues for information to start flowing into new markets, creating an expansion of wealth. And then we get, and Harry Dent said this, and then he said, and then the cell phone will come in and it'll push that out even further. The market will continue to rise. He thought that the market back in 2000, he thought the market was going to rise to 3,500.
Yeah, 35,000.
Yeah, 35,000. But we're to the point now where we're saturated with internet. Everybody's got a telephone. The market's saturated again, and it's about to collapse again.
Yeah.
It's just a repeat of what happened in 29. How is it different?
This is different. Yeah, it's a lot different.
Well, if you're just simply looking at it from accounting and wealth, can I pay my mortgage this month? Is it really any different? Can I feed my kids? Is it really any different?
They couldn't. From the accounting books, from the reasoning of the accounting books, the bank had to have more money coming in to cover the overnight. So eventually, when they got the quadrillion, the accounting books couldn't measure that anymore. It didn't mean anything. So they said we collapsed. That's only from the accounting books perspective it collapsed. We haven't collapsed in the communistic sense of everybody participating and just carrying on.
Yeah, so as long as people keep...
As long as we rely on the accounting books and that you're Scott and I'm Bob and private identity and visual space, we will always misinterpret what's going on.
I asked him if he knew anything about the old wealth accumulated in the past generations in China. He said, well, I was in China and I saw these 1,000 sculpted terracotta warriors who were sculpted to guard the temple. He goes, there was a lot of wealth there. He goes, I don't know how it was handed down for generations, but there was a lot of wealth.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad do you think it's going to get? Do you think people are literally going to be just road warriors, people killing each other, trying to...
Well, in some ways they are doing that. The different mafias do that. The different wars. The wars are that.
No, but at the street level. Just people busting in your house, scrounging for anything that can help them survive. And
you're wondering if that'll happen here.
Yeah.
It's happening in Africa. It happens all over the world. All right? That's what's going on. Whether it happened here, I don't know. Walter said there's going to be a lot of dead people. I don't know if he meant North America. Yeah, I could ask him that next time. But I wouldn't want to pretend to move. Probably if it started, it would be stopped so quickly.
What would stop?
The riot would be stopped so quickly by the massive local police force.
Yeah.
That's the way why it won't happen.
Still, then what do they do? Organize everybody into food lines? I mean, what do you do when you can't go?
Put them in hospitals and kill them in the hospital. You call it medicine.
You can't kill 300 million people
you
that way.
To, you are, it's being done. 1 billion a year. It's been going on for 30 years. 30 it happens in other ways. Slow erosion is how the murders happen. It's like the boiling of the toad, it doesn't know it's being killed.
I know, but it looks to me like we're facing an explosion, a collapse, total chaos.
Well, I don't know if you'll get that. In a tactile economy, you don't get an extreme expression of anything like that. Or extreme punchline. There's no punchline in a tactile economy.
Dad said for the past 4 to 6 months, Harry Dent's been absolutely useless to him. Harry Dent was able to track this up to a certain point.
Can't do it.
Can't track it anymore.
Yeah, because it's not. He's still trying to track it.
I said to my dad that maybe he knows it's all over, but he's just trying to keep up the pace. You know, keep up the pace. Keep his thing going as long as he can.
I told you months ago that Dent was wrong. The Dent would collapse. The Dent can't do anything. Nobody can.
No, he's been predicting the collapse.
Yeah.
But so he is right.
No, but it didn't collapse the way he thought it would, because it doesn't become a total collapse.
Well, he doesn't see it going into a depression for another couple of years. That was always his
plan. Yeah, he's wrong. Here now, but it's not as it shows up in different ways. It's translated into different.
The depression is high unemployment.
Look, you got a lot of people who got fake jobs.